Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. All cities have areas the locals love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. This week we are in Helsinki, where a former slaughterhouse area has been transformed into a hub for food and drink. Teurastamo is located in the up-and-coming Kalasatama neighborhood and is home to various restaurants, a coffee roaster, a whiskey and gin distillery, and even a pasta factory. Monocle's Helsinki correspondent Petri Burtsov takes us on a walkthrough.
Welcome to Helsinki. We seem to have landed in the middle of a nice winter snowstorm here. I'm with the food and wine writer and radio host Arto Koskelo. Arto, where are we?
We're at the Abadur, enjoying Helsinki charm at its finest. They basically kept the old buildings with the slaughterhouse, but it's now full of restaurants.
For the listeners, I have to describe the atmosphere. We're walking in about 10 centimeters of snow here, and it's about at least minus five, but it's absolutely beautiful with a lot of kind of Christmassy, well, at least hanging lights here and more snow falling. Very nice atmosphere. So, Arto, tell me, where are we going now?
This place is called Tukkutorin Kala, so it's basically a fish shop. The concept is very, very simple. Fresh fish and seafood, and that's about it. You can buy it from here and cook it at home, or you can have lunch here. And the secret is that it's super fresh. And it may come as a surprise because Helsinki is surrounded by sea from three directions. But fresh fish is a bit of a problem sometimes. So this is a cure to that problem.
All right, let's go and check it out. All right, nice and warm in here. Completely different atmosphere. Okay, so let's see what kind of fish do we get here. Of course, we have salmon.
It's like a mixture of super traditional Finnish ingredients, but also fresh oysters and langoustines and these kind of things.
Pike?
Lovely pike, like the whole pike. That takes a little bit of skill to prepare, but it's worth it.
A mix of traditional Finnish fishes, but then also more, let's say, in a Finnish perspective, more exotic stuff. So this place is a wholesaler, but it's also a restaurant.
Yeah, it functions as a place where you can have lunch. And I think they're opening for dinner service also in the future. But at the moment, it's just for lunch.
Okay, Ville, you work here. What would you say is the best fish that you can get here?
At the moment, must be burbot, because it's in season, it's at its best right now. It's sort of a January fish.
What's your favorite way of preparing it?
Pan-fried or deep-fried, but it also makes an excellent stock. So.
Helsinki is located by the Baltic Sea, called the Pearl of the Baltic by some people, but people don't really eat that much fish here, and you don't really see people selling fish. Why is that?
Well, yeah, the general conception about Finland is that we eat fish every day. But that's unfortunately not the case. And one of the reasons is that the profession of fishing is becoming rarer and rarer by the minute. I think there's like three professional fishers at the moment in Helsinki. And that's partially because the salary isn't that good, and it's actually a very, very tough profession. And Finland has become such a high-tech country. People are studying in universities. They're not fishing anymore. But I think that's a thing that is about to change.
Arto, give us an introduction. Now we're clearly in the drinking territory here.
Exactly. This is the Helsinki Distilling Company. They actually have a distillery downstairs and a bar upstairs. And this is one of my favorite places in Helsinki to have a nice cocktail. And they just launched the whiskey. It's something that is pretty uncommon in Helsinki. I think there was like 100 years of a period without any distilling taking place in Helsinki. So it's basically a new old thing.
All right, good evening, gentlemen. Welcome. Would you like to sit at the bar or the table?
Sit at the bar.
Sounds good.
All right, welcome to my office. We showcase all of our distillates in every cocktail.
My name is Kai Kilpinen, and yes, I'm one of the founders of the Helsinki Distilling Company. This is the food central hub of Helsinki and of Finland, so it seemed natural that we would come here. We have lots of really nice cocktails here. Would you like a short or a tall one?
Let's have a short one, please.
One of our specialties is the Old Dog. That's from our actually from our first cocktail menu. It's made with our White Dog, which is unmatured whiskey, spruce sprout syrup, some cardamom bitters, and topped with cinnamon. It's excellent, excellent drink, and it's something that you won't get anywhere else.
Survivor.
Oh yeah. Wow, this is amazing.
Yeah, some absinthe.
Arto, how is your drink?
Full of booze. It's actually a very nice classic style cocktail, but made with a twist. So that's the way I like it.
We're walking into the actual distillery now, and you can tell from the smell. Amazing.
This is where all the magic happens.
This is where the magic happens. You can really smell. It's an amazing smell in here.
We have here the mash tun, where we do all of our mashing. We're using, well, the whiskey that we're making here is mostly rye whiskey. So we're using only Finnish malts, rye malt, and a smaller portion of barley malts.
We have some samples here of your products.
Yes.
Can you talk us through them?
So here we have our Helsinki whiskey first. This is our 100% rye malt. So this is, as it says, 100% rye malt. So it's only Finnish rye malts in it. But we also have what we mostly produce is what we call, it's just called rye malt, which has about 70% of rye malts and 30% of barley malts. Barley gives it a bit more of the balance to even out the sweetness and the spiciness of the rye. Then we have here our unmatured whiskey. We call it White Dog. So this is just where we're offering this to people to taste so that they would know what does the distillate taste like before it's put into the barrels. Then we have our Helsinki Dry Gin, a British style of gin, but we're using some Finnish lingonberries in it as a botanical, which gives it its Nordic or Finnish. Then we have our aquavit, Helsingfors Fiskehamn's aquavit, which was the first aquavit made in Finland after a pause of over 20 years.
And then last, but certainly not the least, you have the Helsinki Applejack.
Yes, so this is our apple brandy. It's made with Finnish apples. This is a seasonal product, obviously. We buy the apples fresh, and then we press them, ferment them into cider, and then we distill it, and then mature it in oak for about 6 to 12 months, depending on the cask size.
Arto, one of your favorite places here at Teurastamo is Bee Smokery. Smokery, unfortunately, it's not open today, but what makes you like that place? And can you maybe describe the place a little bit?
It's a nice place for a carnivore. Everything they serve is basically flavored with smoke. And they have a nice history because in the beginning, they were not actually in the restaurant business. They were in the film industry. But they had a pop-up at the restaurant during which anyone can open a restaurant for one day. And they opened, and it was a success, and they had this plan of opening a real restaurant, and they did. And it's pretty, pretty nice.
What kind of things do they serve? What's your favorite?
They serve all kinds of, like, baby ribs and briskets and this kind of deep south style of cuisine.
And I seem to remember that they opened quite some years ago already, before this whole trend kind of hit the Nordic countries, right? And I think 2012 or something when they opened.
They've been around for a few years at least. I think it's something you need. You need to kind of balance out the whole vegan trend with something really, really carnivore style. And I think they're doing a good job.
So I can kind of imagine a perfect day here at Teurastamo. You come in for lunch at the Kalatukku and have some fresh fish. Then you come back for some nice smoked meat, and then maybe you go to the coffee roasters, Helsinki Coffee Pahtimo, get some freshly roasted espresso, and then you finish the evening at the distilling company with some amazing cocktails.
I think that sounds like a perfect plan.
For Monocle in Helsinki, I'm Petri Burtso.
This has been episode number 68 of Food Neighborhoods. We were at the Teurastamo district in Helsinki. For more food and drink stories, tune into the menu every Friday at 1900 London time. I am Markus Hippi. Thank you for listening and bye for now.